We're doing the Navi Yeshaya. We're up to what they call the 41st chapter, the 10th Pasuk. The Navi had told the Jewish people, all around you there are pagans, Ve'ata Yisrael Avdi, but you, my servant Israel, don't worry. Al Tira, I've taken you under my wing, says the Navi in Pasuk Yud.
804 in the book.
Al tira ki imecha ani. Don't be scared. I am with you, says Hashem. Al tishta. Don't let your heart melt. Ki ani elohecha. Because Hashem says, I am watching over you. Imatzticha afazalticha. I have strengthened you with my words of comfort. I've supported you. And even though you are in the hands of the enemy, I've supported you so that you will not be annihilated. With my right hand that represents the truth, Hashem says, I will not allow you to be annihilated. Even though you might not deserve it, Hashem says, Tzidki, my righteousness, my kindness, will not allow for the annihilation of the Jewish people. So this is a comfort to the people at large. The individual never knows where he will fall out. Is he going to be a survivor or not? Hashem isn't promising the individual, he's promising the people. Hein yevoshu ve'yikalemu. Ultimately, Hashem says, the people who are angry at you, hanecherim, from the term charon af, the people who are necherim bach, the nations who are repeatedly angry at you, they will ultimately be embarrassed and shamed. Those that fight you will ultimately be banished. They will be annihilated. Matza is a fight. So those who fight you, they will be extinct. They will be annihilated such that if you seek them out, you won't find them. Those that wage war against you will be like nothing. They will all disappear. So the simple reading of this psukim is that the Navi reiterates, right now you have those enemies, you have the people who defame you, you have the people who make small fights with you, you have people who make large wars with you, different levels of enemies. Well, all of them will be gone. They'll all disappear. Ki ani Adonai Elohecha machzik yeminecha. Because Hashem says, I, Hashem, your God, I'm going to hold your right hand. Ha'omer lecha al tira ani azalticha. I'm the one telling you, don't be scared. I will support you. Al tiri tola'at Yaakov. You, Yaakov, who is weak like a worm, don't be scared. Mite Yisrael. Hashem says, the people of Israel. Mite Yisrael means the numbers of Israel. Don't be scared, Hashem says. Bimtei me'at. Yes, the word mitei could also mean the people, the numbers of Israel. Mitei Yisrael. Al tira'i tolat Yaakov mitei Yisrael. Ani azartich ne'um Adonai. I've always been there to help you, says Hashem. Ve'goalech kedosh Yisrael. I've always been the one to redeem you. I am the Holy One of Israel. Hine samtich. Hashem says, I've established you, and you are going to have the following responsibility. In when you're dealing with the wheat, so after you take off the kernels, you have the stalks, you have the hay. And then if you want to make the hay, you want to thin it out so that it's easier for the cattle to eat, so then they would have a tool that they would pass over it, which was like this large board, and the board would be very rough. They would chisel out pieces from the board so that it was very, very rough. And as they dragged the board over the hay, it would break the hay into smaller pieces. So that's called a morag. Morag is that board which was dragged along the hay so that it would break it up. So Hashem tells the Jewish people, Hine samtich, I have made you lemorag charutz chadash, to a brand new board, morag, that board that breaks up the hay, baal pifiot, that has very sharp teeth, that morag. Hashem says, that's how you, the people of Israel, will be. Tadu sharim vitadok ugvaot kamot tasim. As though Hashem says, I will drag that board over the mountains and it will flatten out the mountains and the hilltops. So too says Hashem, you the people of Israel will have renewed strength, and the kings of the nations will be under you. You will, so to speak, break them all up. Tizraim v'ruach tisaim. You'll just scatter them, and the wind will blow them off. Usara tafitzotam. Strong winds will just scatter them about. Ve'ata tagil ba'donai. Bikdosh Yisrael titalal. You will rejoice in Hashem. Your glory will be Hashem. You'll be able to say, I've always had faith in Hashem. That will be the glory of Israel. That throughout this period, you won't give up. So the Navi has been telling them, don't give up. And even though you're going through tough times and it seems like the nations are in charge, you should know you're going to last. You will not be annihilated. Ultimately, I am with you. Yes?
Is that the same repetition really of the promise Hashem gave to Abraham?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Why is he called Israel Tolat Israel? He's so small in the other nations.
The idea is that a worm is something that it doesn't take weapons to kill. It's so weak that it's the easiest thing in the world to kill a worm. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says about the Jewish people that throughout our history, we will be like a worm. We will not have our own army. We will not have our own land. We will not have our own protection. We will be like a worm. Hashem says, but ultimately, we know the nations are compared to hay, to straw. Hashem says, ultimately, you're going to be the morag. But you got to hold on. And if you hold on, then you'll take pride in that.
Prophecy is coming true.
Yeah, we hope.
It says, right, in before Ashrei, the Tikkavot, the nations will be destroyed, but not necessarily the people. Hey, Germans won't be German. They won't be this nation, let's say, whatever. It's just an example of Germany. Doesn't mean every single German will disappear. I like that because the power and the recognition of Israel is this, but doesn't mean everybody else automatically annihilated. Helps the square with 70 nations bringing it in. Anyway, what is what?
Yes. I'm with you. Yeah?
Oh, okay, is there a difference between referring to Israel be Yaakov?
Like, yes. Which pasuk are you in?
Before we said Altira Tolat Yaakov, he was asking about the worm was referring to Yaakov versus maybe...
So, there's another interpretation in this pasuk. I went with Rashi in the Metzuda. But there's another interpretation that Al-Tir'i, don't fear the masses of Israel that will be like a corpse, that will seem like there's nothing left of them but like the worm that eats the corpse. Al-Tir'i, Tolat Yaakov. Yaakov is the reference to the Jewish people on the lowest level. Hashem says, even when it seems like even the masses have been annihilated, and it seems like there's nothing left but the worms eating the flesh, don't be scared of that state. Mitei Yisrael. Yisrael is a reference to the important people among the nation. And Hashem says, even though it'll seem like the only thing that's left of Israel are dead people, Mitei Yisrael, people who are so weak that doesn't seem like anything will come of them. Nonetheless, Hashem says, I'm supporting you. You will see what a resurrection you will have. And if we would like to, then it's very easy to interpret these verses about where we were standing post-Holocaust. They asked Rav Soloveitchik students, why didn't you guys take notes? Why didn't you guys save what he taught all those years? And they said, we didn't think there'd be a continuation. We couldn't believe that there'd ever be a resurrection. Rav Arzuchovich told me he didn't own a single sefer when he came to the United States. Rav Henkin invited him to his house, and he saw a library for the first time. He had come out of the Holocaust, and he saw Jewish books. He went over to the books. He held them in his hand. He was so excited to hold the sefer in his hand. There are multiple stories about the famous story about the Chabad Shaliach, who had heard there was a town out deep in Russia where there were once Jews, and he comes to the town and he asks, where are the Jews here? And they say, no one's left. And he says, no Jews left. And they say, well, out of the town there's this little hut, there's one old Jew left. He's the only one left. And the Chabad Shaliach goes and knocks on the door. And this old Jew opens the door and he sees the Chabad Shaliach, and he almost faints and he's crying. And Chabad Jew asks him, what happened? And he says, I've been here since World War II. For the last 35 years, I thought I was the only Jew left on the planet. And he says, I've been keeping Torah and saying Tehillim every day, thinking if God chose me to be the last Jew left on the planet, so I'm going to be the most pious Jew I can be. But now this sounds far-fetched, but we had a student here who came from a place in Russia. When the student passed away, it took us about a week to get a hold of his parents because there was no telephone. There was like one telephone in the whole town. You know, we think of Russia as this advanced country. Well, there are parts of Russia where this, now I'm telling you a story from the last 5 years. There was one telephone in the town. Wow. You know, so this Jew, 15 years ago, he was still thinking he's the last Jew left on the planet.